KQV News Time is 7:23. Well, let's go to the live line. Talk with AP correspondent Jason Bronis. He's in New Orleans, of course, still trying to contain that Gulf of Mexico oil spill, but now dealing with the effects of Hurricane Alex. Jason, good morning.
Good morning to you.
I guess, so what is the situation in regards to how this Hurricane Alex swirling out there, how is that going to impact efforts there as far as containing this?
Well, it's impacting the efforts pretty severely. We're in a situation yesterday, today, looking at the weather forecast possibly into tomorrow, where no containment operations can take place offshore close into land. And I talk about, when I say that, I mean skimming, picking up boom, the kind of the cleanup operation that's been taking place along southeast Louisiana and the coast of Alabama, Mississippi, and Florida. The weather event is not significant enough to impact operations at the wellhead itself, where, of course, they're still trying to get that oil to stop gushing. But all the boats that you would see out on the water skimming oil, picking up boom, running supplies, they were all stuck in harbor yesterday. Looks like they're going to be stuck in harbor today and possibly even through tomorrow.
Jason, this just has to leave a feeling of helplessness, doesn't it? I mean, you know what's out there, you're seeing the effects, and now this causing people down there to just have to wait it out until they can get back out there. It's kind of a helpless feeling, isn't it?
Well, it's a helpless feeling in a region that's felt helpless, quite frankly, for a number of weeks now. I mean, this weather is sort of par for the course for this part of the country this time of the year. Before the oil spill, this would be a day that, you know, you wouldn't be able to go out fishing because the seas were too rough. Now there's a lot more at stake, obviously, but, you know, we're just getting to the beginning of hurricane season, and we're getting into the season where there are often going to be days where thunderstorms are going to be a major issue, you know, for marine waters. So does it give them a feeling of helplessness? Sure, but it's something that we knew was going to be an issue at some point along the way.
And Jason, who's making this call as far as when it's safe to go back out? Who ultimately has that authority?
Well, it would be the Joint Command Center, which represents, you know, the Coast Guard and BP. But it's pretty clear. I mean, I was out there yesterday. I was in Grand Isle. I saw the surf. I saw the beaches. It wasn't a question yesterday that you couldn't safely operate on the water. We were talking 6 to 8 foot seas. We were talking 35, somewhere in the area of 30 to 35 knot winds. There was no question in my mind that I certainly wouldn't have put a boat out there. I spoke at length with some Coast Guard officials, and they acknowledged that it's difficult. It's a difficult situation to be in. But they have to balance safety, and on one hand, for the people that are out there working, with the need to contain the soil as quickly as possible. The other variable is this is the first major sort of storm event we've seen since the spill, and we don't really know what it's going to do to the oil. I plan on going out into Barataria Bay this afternoon with Governor Jindal, and a lot of sort of speculation, if you will, has been that the storm has served to push more oil back into Barataria Bay and into the marshes of southwest Louisiana. We may get visual evidence of that today if we can get out on the water, at least on the bayside. But that's another variable. We don't know what these kind of conditions will do to the oil that's already floating out there.
All right. AP correspondent Jason Bronis live from New Orleans. Jason, thanks so much for your time this morning, and stay safe.
Sure. Will do.
All right. News time is 7:27.